Zeg, dus wat staat er mooi? Ja, dat is op heel veel te zeggen. Dus was Daniel Zenuw was in Sjoerd Valk. Good morning, everybody. Just reminding, next Sunday, Bez Hashem, we say we're going to have a Bechina on the Inyanim of Vestos and Harchatos. Right? Next Sunday at 10 o'clock, Bez Hashem. That's this coming Sunday. Okay, so we're holding a packet 18, Inyan Hefsek Tara. Okay, so the concept of the Hefsek Tara is that before the Zayin Nikiyim begin, so there has to be a idea that the bleeding stopped, because the Zayin Nikiyim have to be Zayin Nikiyim. So usually what we do is on the fifth day, she bleeds 5 days, and usually on the fifth day she stops bleeding, so she does a bedika on the fifth day from the beginning of the bleeding. And if that bedika is good, so then the next day, the sixth day, will be day one of this Zayin Nikiyim. And then she can go to the mikveh, if everything works out, after 12 days. But you have to have ascertained that that she stopped bleeding on day five. Theoretically, as we're going to see, you could really do the Hefsek Tara before that. It doesn't have to be on, they could be on day three, day two already, you can do the Hefsek Tara, but usually that's not going to help, because usually she's still going to bleed for at least around 5 days. Most women around the fifth day is when they stop, and the Hefsek Tara is usually done on the fifth day before Shkia, later in the day. So, but theoretically, it doesn't have to be on the fifth day. Whereas, if she would get a good Hefsek Tara on the second day, and the third day, it would also be good. It's just she can't start the Zayin Nikiyim then, because there's still the 5 days of the Polat Shech Vazera that we discussed last week. But that's the sugi here on Daf Samaches. If you look, in the Rambam, page 4, she finds that the dam stopped. I feel pasuk b'sheni lididasa. Even if on the second day, in other words, once she got a clean hefsek, even though later on she might have seen dam later, she's muchzak already that she's tahora. Right? So that's the... And the question is, could you even do it on the first day? Could you do, what do we say? No, the first day, that's when she started bleeding. So then maybe you can't do a hefsek on that day. Even if it's clean, it's muchzak that day. That's when the Mayan opened up. So what does the Rambam say? The Rambam only permits what? What do we see on the second day, right? Right, look at the Rambam. Where is it? Page... V'il posak b'sheni l'nidasa. Right, so the Gemara says, what about Rishon? So then that's not, because the Rishon is too strong of a time. That even if you get a clean Vedika, maybe the Magen Mishnah says maybe it's going to still bleed later. But at least the second day already, it's not the day that the floodgates opened. What does the Chayil Garashpa say? I told you they once asked the Rav Chaim Volozhiner, is your Rebbe, the Vilna Gaon, is he on the same madrega as the Ramban? So he says, no, he's not like the Ramban. Who like a Harashpa? Who like a Harashpa? So the Chayil Garashpa, I like to say that over. It's brought down in the Sefer, the Brisker Sefer, Bear Miriam. It's brought down that story. Who like Harashpa? So he says, Taitizil Shalad Kamam Kamakum came into E. Kamar to East Shalad Yoiv time and stab him at time of Rishon Kamashayab. So he says it's mashma that even on the first day, even on the first day, it's okay. And look in the Bais HaKotzer, he says, "Batgatz mashach v'zmatzah torah afal pichul batgatz mabein hashmoshos harezu b'cheskas tohara." Rasa yomecha levad paska po bayom batgatz mabatzah torah harezu b'cheskas tohara. Even on the first day, yesh machmirin. Pesu misafik mayam pasuch. So that's the question. Could you do it? That's the machlokes here, the Rambam and the Rashba. Could you do a hefsek tara even on the first day? But lemaisa, it's not so much nogeya because lemaisa, she's going to usually be bleeding those days anyway. So she's lucky that on the fifth day she's okay. And even the Svardim who do the Hefsek Tara on the fourth day. Again, you can do a Hefsek Tara, but the Svardim only have. There's two dinim here, the din of the blood, and then the din of the Palata Shechvazera. So the blood, you can take care of when as soon as the blood stops. You can take care of it before. Maybe not the first day, but the second. But then you still have to keep the 4 days or the 5 days for Palata Shechvazera. So even if you did the Hefsek on day two, you still can't start the Zayin Nekiyim now, because you still have to wait those extra days that they're supposed to could be Zeret HaBari, and that'll come out during the Zayin Nekiyim if you do it right away. So you have to have 5 days or 4 days, different shitas that we discussed last week. And if you look in the Chayil Garash, he discusses the when should you do the what time of the day should you do it. So if you look in the Rush here on page 8. V'cha she'ivzok adam tivdok atzma yofi yofi pelek pishto lavono tsev gefa lavono tachisebo zemok mokon. The Beis Yosef says it doesn't mamish mean Ben Shmosh, it means before Ben Shmosh. But Lachatchil is supposed to do it later in the day. If you didn't, you could do it earlier, but preferably later in the day. And the Beis Yosef says when the Rosh says Ben Shmosh is lavd up. Because Ben Shmosh is already Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Lila, so ready you want to have full Zayin Nekiyim. So let us look. Yeah, you want to see it inside of page 10. Ubena Shmoshos, the Omron, Mashma Vadai, the Lav Dafka, who was the Ubena Shmoshos Sophic, the Yom Sophic with a Lilo. He will both call Kodu Lachain in Roy Shatalala. He will do Safka Lashem in a Lilo. Right? So, because if you do it during Ubena Shmoshos, you do the Hesseks. But it could be better shmoshes than Lila, so that means that part of the Lila might not have been Naki, so that you don't have a full day. So that's why he says it means before better shmoshes. So let's look in the Shulchan Aruch. Let's look in the Halakha Shulchan Aruch on page 16. It says the Shulchan Aruch, Shivas Yomim, Shazav Vasaferes, Vaschivim Mimachas Yom Shepaskabo. Right, the design, the key of start from the day that after she did the Hefsek. I mean, or the day after she stopped bleeding. Kach Mishpatim, Tira Shnei Yomim, Mishlosho Paskim, Liros, Vadefzi, Biyom Shep, Paska de Shetifsov Batara, Vigazuki Samov Ben Shmosus. That's the Chatkiva. The Chenogim Chatkiva, but the Evid, I feel more both Lots Marak Shachas, Lots Lots Matora, Sagi Bakat. But the Evid, even if she did the Hefsek earlier in the day, it's okay. Then there's. And then if you look. You look in the Rashba. In the Bayis HaKotzer on page 7. We just did the 2 days. And then he says, the last word on the line is Adam. Olam Yehei 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 Adam. So he says, in addition to the Hefsek, you should do a Moch Dochuk, which means that you take another cloth, and she leaves it inside the whole Beir Shmashas. Meaning, so on day five, she's going to do the Hefsek before Shkia, L'chatchila before Shkia, Samuch L'Beir Shmashas, and B'dievid earlier in the day. But then she should have a second Bedika, a second thing, which is not technically a Bedika. It's just, because Bedika, you go around the Chorin B'stok, and here you just leave it inside. For a half, like a Benish Mashos, you know, around half an hour or something. So this way, it's a double check to make sure that there's no blood. But sometimes there could be no blood in the Hefsek, but then some blood will show up in the moch dochot, and that will undo the Hefsek. That will undo the Hefsek. So if the Hefsek is clean, but the moch dochot has red on it, then you got to start. You have to start over the next day and do another Hefsek. And then you can't start the Zainakim until the day after that day. Now, but if you look at the Shulchan Aruch regarding the Moch Dochuk, Page 17. So our minigas we do a mochdocho, like every hefsek. In other words, if hefsek, usually the hefsek is not day five, then they do a mochdocho. But technically, the Shulchan Aruch says, and the Shechter points out others, that really the chiv of the mochdocho is only if she saw one day. Rosa yomecha bavar poska bobayom. There was in a case where she's following the Rashba, that you could do a hefsek that day, even on day one, if you only bled one day. So then you should do a moch. Because it's a chiddush. The Rambam says the hefsek doesn't even work on the first day, right? So the Rashba says it does, but only if you can also do a moch afterwards. The hefsek is just like regular bedika. You go in and out. The moch, you keep it in for like a whole bed of shmushes, like a half an hour or so.
Why do you do it every day?
So it's a chumrah. It's a chumrah, like different people point out. That's why Rav Abadi, he tells people, you know, not to worry so much with the moch. Because of this, you know, it's not a Iker Chiv. So here it says, so Yomecha Bavad, Pascal Bobby of Chichaliv Dokas Bok Tok, Shesham Kobanish Moshus. So we're no way to do it, everybody's. But I think that Rabbi Mintz once said to Rav Shechter, you know, what you see in the Shulchan Aruch Pashtus, that it's got for the day of the flow when you really need the, when you're doing it that day. Usually we're not going to do it that day because then she's going to bleed for several days. So how often does it happen that it's a one-day flow and then you're going to do a hefsek that one day and then you need. So, but Lomaiso, people, many are knowing to do a moch, but Rav Abadi, he just feels that, you know, it's a chumra anyway, so, you know, could just cause problems, but okay, whatever. Sometimes it's okay. Okay, so the big question that comes up is if a person did it late, right? We said that even though the Rosh seems to say you do a Beir Shmashos, but it means before. So it means it should be before Shkia. Before Shkia. So the question, some people are big sticklers. If anything after Shkia, they're going to tell you no good. And, you know, they're big Shkia people. You know, like davening mincha, after Shkia, you know. And some people are more lenient on this matter. So there are several sheet is here. Rav Moshe on page 18. The Indian hefsek tara b'haisa anusa v'lo yochlo lasos b'dikas hefsek tara arachar shkiyei chol b'gimel rivi mil harishayin helps fake fake l'chem kan New York rak tisha minut b'tchilas hashkiyei. So this is the famous sheet of Rav Moshe that he permits 9 minutes, the halakha 9 minutes of Rav Moshe. Up to 9 minutes, if you know, not katchila, but up to 9 minutes, if you did the hefsek after shkia, up to 9 minutes, it's still okay. Now, where does he get the 9 minutes from? Moshe is 9 minutes. Where does he get the 9 minutes from? So this is the famous. There's 9 minutes. The famous 9 minutes of Moshe. There are other sheetahs that you never heard of. I'll tell you today. But you know, everyone heard of the 9 minutes of Moshe. See, and he's also, you should know, this is Makel. This is, you see, the Hefsek Tar is one thing, but he was Makel even by Bris Milah. This is a big Zach, this Kula, by Bris Milah. As they say, the baby is born 5 minutes after Shkia. On a, say, Tuesday night, 5 minutes after Shkia. So he would say to have the bris when?
Tuesday.
Most people would say Wednesday. Because he's, so where does he come from? Mincha's very, compared to Bris Milah, Mincha's, you know. I'll tell you everything. So there's a fellow here who's connected to the YU community. His father told me the story that his son was born like this time, and they went to Rav Moshe, and he said to do the bris the later do it earlier day, but in the end they didn't follow. Yes, he asked another Rebbe also. So what is Rav Moshe based on? So this Rav Moshe sheet, we know this machlok is Rabbeinu Tam and the Gra of when is light, right? We did this in Mashir a couple of years ago. Agla Shlita was in Mashir for that. So there's machlok is Rabbeinu, we've spent like months on this, right? Agla Shlita, a month off. I can't do justice in just a half an hour on something that I spent months on. But Rabbi Hagler knows that I like to keep 16.1.
196.
Yeah, 16.1 degree, right? Natan, you were in the shir too, right? Were you in the shir?
No, not yet. It wasn't
in the shir. Oh. Max, were you there? Who was there? Max was there, yeah. Max was there, the Halig is 16.1 degrees, not minutes, degrees.
May I point it?
I was telling someone just yesterday about it. So the kids like this. Rabbeinu Tam says 4 mil is night. Everyone agrees to be kochavim. So Rabbeinu Tam says 4 mil. After 4 mil, Shabbos is over. And the Vilna Gaon says 3/4 mil. That's a big difference. The Rabbeinu Tam says Shabbos is over at 4 mil. So if your whole mil is 18 minutes, so 4 times 18 is 72. But if your whole, but the Vilna Gaon says it's over at 3/4 mil. That's a big difference between 4 and 3/4. So that's what, 13, like 13 and a half minutes. So according to the Halakha of Vilna Gaon, then Shabbos would end at 13 and a half minutes. And according to the Rabbeinu Tam, it would end at what? And it would end at 72 minutes. Okay, I'm being very superficial. I right? Just as Hag can tell you, we spent Max, we spent months and months of this. So Rav Moshe says, and it's a similar sheet of the Michas Kayin, that Lamaisa, if you see. But Moshe went out, like Rabbi Sifton was saying, he went out on the porch, on the lower, the Halakha lower east side. And he looked, by 50 minutes, he said, the sky is full of stars. What else do you want? You want 3 stars? I give you 3 million stars. What do you want? So he says, it has to be that by 50 minutes already in New York, that's already Rabbeinu Tam. So if you do some math, that 4 mil is equal to 50 minutes, then 3/4 mil is 9. Right? You do a little math. So Rav Moshe says 9 minutes is real Seisa Chachavim according to Gaon, and 15 minutes is Rabbeinu Tam, and we don't follow the Gaon. Rav Moshe says we follow Rabbeinu Tam, but he holds Meikar Adin in New York. Rabbeinu Tam is 15 minutes. Wow. So he says like this. So, but for the first 9 minutes, there's a fake sveka that maybe it's day. Why? Because maybe the halacha is like Rabbeinu Tam, and almost 50 minutes is day or something. And even if the halacha is like the Gra, that after 9 minutes is the cutoff point, but maybe Benish Moshe is yom. So for the first 9 minutes, you have a sfeik sfeik, but then it's maybe still yom. So therefore, you should be able to do a bris mila then. And you should be able to do a hafsakara, and you should be able to daven mincha, and all the things that you have to do in the day. Wow, that's so. See, normally we assume 72 minutes is only in Eretz Yisrael for the Rabbeinu Tam. Normally, we assume just the opposite, that in New York it's more than 72, because the farther you are from the equator, the longer it is. You know, the Hagoyin of Meir Poser. Meir Poser wrote to one of the best foreign mothers, Manim, or Meir. And he's the brother of Dayan Posen. Right? Dayan Posen from Breuers. And then there was another Posen, Robert Posen, who taught physics in Yeshiva University, who lived in Bensonhurst, used to learn in the Beis HaTalmud. It was a big time chacham also. So it was one brother was a YU, one brother was a Breuers, and one brother was in England, or Meir, then he moved to Kiryas Sefer. Star Kiryas Sefer. So he points out that like, if you have a basketball, I don't know if you use the word basketball, but you have a ball, and you spin the ball, right? So which part of the ball is going quicker? The thicker part. Because it's covering more territory. Right? The parts that are further up or further down to the thick part, which means to us the parts further away from the equator are going slower because they have to cover less territory. Everything is in sync, so they're covering the same amount in the same time, but to cover more, the same amount that the other part is covering less, so the part that's covering less is going slower. So if you live in Israel, it's close to the equator, that's why as soon as the sun sets in Eretz Israel, it gets darker much quicker than it is in New York City, because New York City is much further away. So therefore, if 72 minutes is in Eretz Israel, in Bavel, so then New York, it should be more. That's what the Halakha of Rabbi Posen writes. So Rabbi Posen says, so you should keep 16.1 minutes, which usually, so if I usually keep 96. So in the most of the year, I'm covered. Like Rav Harari says, in the summer months, I have to add like 10 to 15 more minutes to the 96. And this way I'll get to 16.1. Now this 96 is more than 16.1. Like last Shabbos, it was 9:13, was 96, and I think the 16.1 was like 9:06, and 96 minutes was like 9:13. But once it comes in, you know, in June, and this, it's gonna be fakert, and that so Rav Moshe permits up to 9 minutes. 9 minutes, you get the 9 minutes. So everyone knows it's 9 minutes. Okay, so then, what about the Alter Rebbe? What is the head of the
96?
What?
That's where the 96 comes from.
96 is... is the, if you hold that it's 4 meals and meals 24 minutes, so it's 24.
Hey, is it that from Delta Rebbe?
No.
You're 24 minutes?
what he held for that is differently, but the Alter Rebbe for Shkia. The Alter Rebbe says in the Siddur, you got to get the Siddur, the Helik of Siddur, Torah Or, the Helik of Torah Or Siddur, with the Pisk Psokim from the Alter Rebbe, the Kenisa Shabbos, he says around 4 minutes. It still seems to be Yom. 4 minutes. Because he says that Shkia doesn't mean necessarily that the ball of the sun is below the horizon. It means like it's out of the way. Every once in a while, Baruch Hashem, I have a wedding to go to in 770. Geshmak. And whenever I go to the wedding in 770, even if it's a Talmud of mine, I can never be beside a Kedusha. Because 770 is a Kehila. And only the official rabbinate of 770, you know, could. The three rabbanim who are part of the official rabbinate of the Kehila. So they're Masada Kedushin. So when I go there, I can have some free time. I don't have to have the pressure. So the library is right there where they have the chuppah. So whenever I'm there, I try to go upstairs and I say hello to the librarian, Rav Beryl Levin. He's the Halakha librarian of 770. Shechel was just the Shabbos was discussing about the manuscript in 770, Chafetz Chaim, so you can see based on the handwriting what part of the Bir Halacha he wrote, and what part of the Bir Halacha someone else wrote, you know, by the handwriting. Yeah. So he told me that he thinks the Pshat of the Alter Rebbe is, it doesn't mean the ball of the sun, it means that the sun is, you know, from the vicinity. 4 minutes later, it's like totally out of the vicinity. So he has 4 more minutes. There was a situation in a certain community. I don't like to record things that are could be viewed as controversial. But a certain community where some of you fellows live in, a certain Rav gave a certain. Very, very, very vague. A certain Rav gave a certain psak that they had a bris milah. The baby was born on a Sunday night, I believe. That was like 2-3 minutes after Shkia, and they had the bris Sunday morning, based on the Alter Rebbe, part of it based on the Alter Rebbe. Well, most of them would say once it's after Shkia, it's ready, should have the bris on Monday. But they had it on Sunday based on that Rav's psak. So then you get 4 minutes. And then Rav Harford has once told me you should maybe have more opportunity, because Lamais, if you hold like the Milchas Kohen, see in Europe, that's what they did. They held like the Milchas Kohen. Michael's Cohen says, whenever you see the three stars, so that's Gimel Chavim Beinonim. See, you have to ask a very strong kasha. How could you have a machlokes, one of the three stars between the Gaon and the Rebbeinu Tam, if it's such a big disparity? Is it 13 minutes or is it 72 minutes? Or now Rav Moshe wants to say it's 50 or 9? So in the Sefer Oiras Chaim by the Heiliger of Chaim Druk, he says Tosfos Rabbi Yehuda Chosid, and maybe the machlokes is where the three stars have to be. Does it mean three stars anywhere in the horizon, or it's three stars in the west? Because three stars in the west, you're only going to see much later, because the sun is setting in the west. So then you're not going to be able to see it. So it has to be much later when you see those three stars. So the Rebbeinu Tam holds has to be three stars to the west, and the Gaon says anywhere. So that's another mahala. Just say. So. But in Europe, what do they do in Europe? You want me to tell you what they did in Europe? So I'll tell you. You heard of Rabbi Shraga Feivel Peretzky Zatzal? Did you ever hear of him? So he was the boichet here of the yeshiva. He was the Rebbe Rosh Yeshiva here. I was very close with him. He was the boichet. He used to make me sit in the machinas. He wanted to show me how he gave a machina. And his big vort was, this is a big vort, give it bechinas. He says, when I give a bechina, he says, you can always ask yediyah to somebody, and you can, that he doesn't know, right? I mean, the infinite amount of information, so you're going to ask yediyah. Says that what he wants to show to bechina is, whatever you are learning and you claim you know, how do you say it over? Do you know what you're supposed to know? I was like, I can always find a piece of information that you might not know. He says, that's not what I'm here for. I'm here to see what you're learning, what's the sugya you're learning, and then let's discuss that sugya and see, you know, what you're learning. That was his big shita. So he insisted that I sit on the, in not my bechina, on some other people's bechina. I don't know how they liked it, but that was, I used to sit in his bechina. Oh, so he learned in the Radn Yeshiva. The Chofetz Chaim's yeshiva in Rad, real Chofetz Chaim, you know, the Chofetz Chaim of Chofetz Chaim. And when he was in the yeshiva, he told me Chofetz Chaim was already too old to come to the yeshiva. But on Shabbos, he would give like a shmooze in his house. He would give a shmooze in his house at the end of Shabbos, and then they would daven Maariv. So in the middle of the shmooze, he would tell the shamus, go outside and see if you see three stars. And he said sometimes when the Chofetz Chaim felt that he gave the shmooze was long, that he could tell that it was long, he would tell the shamus, you don't have to go out. The stars are definitely there. But so three stars, whenever they saw the three stars. So that's what the Milchas Kayin says. Nachas Kohen says the Rebbeinu Tam Shita 4 mil is if it's like a cloudy day, you can't see the three stars. But if you can see the three stars, then even Rebbeinu Tam holds. So that seems like Reb Moshe Shita. So that's why they had it 40, 50 minutes already. You can see the stars. So Bemela, that was, so then Rav Harford has pointed out that 15 minutes before the 40 or something would be Beit HaShemashos, and before that could be I don't want to quote, you know, exactly, but Rav Harford has told me exact in terms of minutes, so I don't want to misquote, but it could be 50 minus 15, it could be like a 25-minute thing, you still might be able to say that that's Yom, according to Rav Beit HaTam, and maybe you still would be able to, you know, do it. You know, so Gabi Shabbos without, you know, after drive, you know, after Shkia, we're going to be, you know, but there's got to be other things, davening mincha, maybe a hefsek, and there's got to be bris mila also. I mean, Rav Moshe had broad shoulders, and this other Rav who paskin l'kula based on the Alter Rebbe, you know, these Rabbanim had broad shoulders, have broad shoulders, you know, but usually when Shkia is, you know, when you're afraid for a bris mila, you don't want to mess up a bris mila, you know, do it on the wrong day. So once it's already Shkia, the baby's born after Shkia, so this might as well do the bris mila the other day. But this, so these are different possibilities. So some people are of the opinion once Shkia comes, no more, you can't do a hefsek, because the whole point of the hefsek is that you want it to be Zayin Nekiyim, so it has to be a full day. If you hold like Rabbi Nechaz Koyin, so maybe the day really. In other words, it's sort of like Rav Moshe that we pass him like Rabbeinu Tam, and Rabbeinu Tam is really 40, 50 minutes after Shkia. Then 15 minutes before that, say it's Beit HaShemashos, and before that, it's still Avada Yom, at least we got by a Hefsek Tar or something like that. And then you have Rav Moshe's 9 minutes, and the Alter Rebbe's 4 minutes. And Rav Abadi has another idea here, and Rav Avada Yosef also has. As cool as here. So again, some people are very. Everybody here on page 22, he said that it could be that if she's wearing underwear and she didn't see any dam, she's wearing underwear and she cleaned it. And she didn't clean herself out before the bedika. So then during Beit HaShemashos, in America, he said it's like a half an hour, it's still Beit HaShemashos. So if she did a bedika now, and it was clean, so that means it must have been clean as of Shkia, because where did the blood go? She's wearing underwear. So if it's not on the Badika cloth when inside, it should be on the underwear. If it's not on the underwear, it probably didn't exist. So that's what he said. If she washed herself off, sometimes women wash themselves out before they have siktara, so then it could be on the, she could have washed it off. But if she didn't wash herself, she didn't see any dam that day. She didn't wash it, and the beggar was clean, and she didn't wash herself off. So he feels that that whole banish mushes, which is around half an hour or so, and after Shkia, you still maybe could do the half sick. Again, that's, you know, many people are not following this kula. I mean, you know, again, we tried to tell people to do it before Shkia. I tell people to do it before Shkia, but the only problem is sometimes they forget, or they get rushed, and then sometimes it can make a big deal. You know, an extra day could make a big deal of ovulation. It could make a big deal whether it's going to be a Thursday night mikvah or a Friday night mikvah. You know, so there are rooms to be making certain situations. You don't want to abuse the situation, like the body says. You don't want it to be suffering. But you, Zach, you want to ask something?
Then, is it only the
Neva
that
the
9 minutes
are Moshe?
Because you have no idea.
I mean, even Moshe's not going to tell you to. But the question is, once you are in the 9 minute period.
That's already
Right, it's already happened already.
And if you plan the day around doing it,
I mean, you shouldn't plan it. If it happened that way, it happened that way. You know what I mean? And I said, and Moshe's, it could be more coolers than they told you. If you want to shut off the recorder, I could say I could speak more freely.